Well, hey, I am here live in Studio 1A with Flock of Dimes. They've got a new record out called If You See Me, Say Yes, and they're playing tonight at 3:10 at ACL Live. The doors are at 8. The show is at 9 p.m., and it's an all-ages show. You can get tickets and info at 310austin.com. And I can't wait to talk to you guys, but I got to say, I would love to hear a song first.
We'd be happy to oblige.
Wonderful.
This song is the first real track on the record. It's called Birthplace.
Of Dimes live in Studio 1A. That was Birthplace from their new record, If You See Me, Say Yes. And hey, thank you guys for coming to KATX to
thank
play
you
for
so
us.
Much for having us.
Yeah,
it's great to be here.
So Flock of Dimes is really the brainchild of you, Jen
Guilty
Wassenaar.
Guilty as charged,
yes.
I'm afraid.
And most people know you as half of Y Oak.
So I would say maybe a small percentage of people know me. Not most people on the planet, but definitely people who know me would likely know me from that.
Right. And I know you've been asked this question a million times, but rather than me rephrase your answer, I was just wondering if you could tell folks kind of what the why you felt like you needed to do a solo record.
Well, there's a few reasons behind that, honestly. One is I've had an urge for most of my creative life to really see what I would be capable of without a lot of the tools and collaborations that I've had in the past. It's one of the reasons why it took so long is I worked really, really hard to build up a base of skills that would allow that to be possible. And, you know, working on my skills as a producer and a multi-instrumentalist and a songwriter. And so I sort of feel like it all coincided in this release as something that is really from me more than anything else I've ever done, which was both a blessing and a curse. There were times when I would have given anything to have someone in the room with me to tell me what to do, just to make the call for me. So there's that part of just wanting to see what I would be capable of on my own. And there's also just the sheer fact that, you know, the way the music industry is right now, you're really only able to release a record every few years, maybe every couple of years at best. And it's just not really cutting it for me. I want to put more new things out into the world as quickly as possible. And so staggering several projects is a sneaky way to put more new music into the world and to satisfy my basic fundamental restlessness that I have.
Because Y Oak just released a record earlier this year. In fact, you were here at KTX a couple months ago.
What feels like actually truly yesterday in my brain. We were here playing some songs. I was playing that piano. I mean, I've been on tour pretty much because, you know, Tween, the Y Oak record came out in May, June. And, you know, I've basically been on tour since then because my record came out in September. And so, it's been one big crazy blur in my life.
I mean, was there a moment you said that you had always wanted to do it and you were working towards doing a solo project. But was there a moment where you kind of knew, like, okay, this is happening. This is what I really am going to do next?
I think, you know, it was really when the songs kind of collected and it became apparent. I wanted to wait until I knew what this thing was going to be. And I didn't just want to, I mean, initially when the project started, I did release a series of singles, of 7-inch singles. I did that because I felt very much that they were singles. They were not cohesive enough to be put together and called a record. Like, a lot of people were like, well, just slap them on a record and give it a title and it's there you go. I was like, no, that's not the record. Like, I have to make... I'm a big believer and I'm a kind of a geek for, like, making records proper, you know, like, as a whole. And so I wanted to really hone in on that and make sure that I had the idea, you know, the fundamental basis of what I wanted this project to become and what I wanted it to be. And having had tons of experience with that in Y Oak, I didn't want to rush it because, you know, I realized that once you put these songs out, you're going to be living with them for a really long time. And so you better make sure that you're really happy with them and that you love them.
So once a series of songs came out of you and you kind of realized they were all like of a piece, mm-hmm. then you knew that this was the thing to do.
Yeah. And even then at that point, it took, I kind of made this record and then remade it. I made it, went to mix it, cut half of it, and then rewrote more. So it's, you know, I really wanted to make sure that every single song was something that I was totally proud of and that I could imagine inhabiting and like living with for years to come. And it's worked. I mean, this is, you know, this has been, we've been on tour for about 6 weeks now, and I'm still just as excited to play these songs as I was the day we left, so.
Well, right on. I mean, that was one of my questions, was like, you spent so much time making this record, and I read that you made sure that you felt like every song was ready and, like, single-worthy. So, but songs recorded, like, the recorded versions of songs have very different lives than the live versions of songs, and so now you've kind of taken these songs out, and you've been playing them live, and have you had to let go of some of that, like, perfectionism of the recorded thing? Or has it been, have you just enjoyed seeing them get new life?
My whole life has been sort of a struggle with my
my perfectionist tendencies, which is more of a tongue twister than I was expecting to say. Wow. But I think I would probably not have released anything if I was really, if would really adhere to those thoughts in my innermost consciousness. But you have to let things out into the world at a certain point. One of my creative heroes, Arthur Russell, believed that one of the reasons why he finished so few songs in his lifetime is because he believed that finishing a song was akin to a sort of death, and that they should be constantly evolving and breathing and changing. And there is an element to that in what we do, which is what I love about it. I mean, bringing in my band members that are with me that are playing these songs with me every night, they do change and evolve and grow, and they are different, more so than they would be if it was just me playing them by myself. So, I try and keep that spirit alive as much as I can, but I also love communicating the songs as directly and effectively as possible. So it's like a little bit of a tightrope walk there sometimes.
Right on. Well, speaking of songs, I'd love to hear another one.
For sure. This song is by request, and it is...
Who requested it?
One of the... Deidre, I think.
Oh, right on.
So it's one of the singles in the record. It's about learning how to communicate, and it's called Semaphore, which if you don't know what that means, you might want to do a little pre-song Google real quick, because it's important to the subject at hand.
If simple habit had a tale to tell, and if the wires could reveal themselves, we could begin to trace the ins and outs, the horizon of our length. As if the force of it can be controlled, as if sight is an object we can hold, our voices float above the depths of it, what we cannot permeate. To my door, won't you lighten me up with color? Put your pen and paper away. I have no need for you to guess my age. I can tie my own laces, find the solace I seek in other places. But I cannot need you more. Too far gone for a semaphore. 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 The sight of red's a cause for new alarm. The sound I'm making only goes so far. Today the only thing that I can do is wait for you. And in this lingering uncertainty, the voice across the waves agrees with me. We pay a very high price to be free, and I wonder if it's enough. Come to my door. It says it best. certainty to preciousness. We have a friend who holds us in his grasp, and someday he'll be gone.
Flock of Dimes, live in Studio 1A. They're going to be at 310 ACL Live tonight. Doors are at 8, shows are at 9 p.m. It's all ages, and you can get tickets and info at 310austin.com. And I'd love it if you'd quickly introduce the band.
Of course. Straight all the way from Leeds, this is Katie Harkin,
woo!
The coolest lady on the planet. Over here to my right, which you can't see, I don't even know why I'm telling you where they are in space, radio listeners. This is from New York City, Mr. Aaron Roche.
Yay!
And in the back there, from North Carolina, is Will Hackney.
Right
on. Bass.
And Jen Wassner
and
on guitar.
And that's me, I'm Jen.
Hi. So nice to meet all of you. Thank you guys so much for coming. And we're going to go off the air now, and they're going to record one more track, which will be up on KUTX.org pretty soon. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove for making it sound so good in here. And thanks one more time, guys. Have a great time at 310 tonight.
Thanks so much for having us. Take care.